Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning again. The kind of spring day we all know and love. That's why we're in California. I hope you had your workout this morning. Hope you did something for your health. Hope your brain's in gear, because you're going to need it for today's show. Fasten your cerebral seatbelts. We're going to go after cancer today. A perspective. Mixing traditional with alternative approaches. The title of the show, Solutions to Cancer, Mixing Traditional with Alternative Approaches. 15 years in the war for me. Story after story after story, people diagnosed, people living, people dying, people accepting, people rejecting. Everybody gets affected by cancer, one way or the other, directly or indirectly. How do you approach it when it knocks on your door? I've got perspectives to share with you, new ones. I've done other shows on cancer before. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, take a look at them. Today I want to go at it from a different angle. Maybe we've done 4 hours out of 190 shows. 4 hours is nothing. But if you listen hard and listen again, and again if you have to, I think I can get the essential perspective. Because that's what it comes down to. It's really easy when you get a diagnosis and you decide to go alternative. That's your decision. No one can take that away from you. It's really easy when you decide to go alternative to cancer. It's very easy to get lost in the labyrinth of therapies out there. Very, very confusing. You've got to take your PhD in oncology in 2 weeks to make a competent decision. And this is what people face, and this is the problem with it. And in lieu, if we were going to replace the frenzy of choices, the millions that are out there, right? Just go to Google, plug the word in, alternative approaches to cancer, and you'll get what? 50 gazillion hits, 50 million statements. Everybody claiming this is the way to go. This is, becomes the issue. How do you spend, when you get a diagnosis like cancer, your time, your money, and your energy? Now that's the Medici show. Let's get it down to the essences. Time, money, energy. You have three issues when it knocks on your door. How much time do you have? How much money do you have? And how much energy do you have? Now assuming that that's the priority, becomes a matter of how do we discern and navigate our way. So there's principles behind approaching cancer. Again, this is not the show about alternative versus traditional. This is not the show about why you should do alternative versus traditional. Just as many people die alternatively as traditionally. Nobody's got a monopoly on the cure here. Nobody really can even say they have the cure here. But what you can say is that amidst cancer, traditional and alternative, people do cure. People do go into remission, whether it's chemotherapy, surgery, radiation, or digestive enzymes. Whether it's the Rife machine, whether it's Brzezinski out of Texas, Gonzalez out of New York, Foresight out of Reno, Nevada, the Hallwang Clinic in Germany, Vogel, Jacobs, Ravici when he was around. I mean, everybody's got something to say and stories to tell, including myself, about people who've shown up with problems and have walked out cancer-free. What ties all this together? You see, we marginalize the argument to traditional versus alternative. And yet, when we look at the statistics, the fact remains that nobody's got a monopoly. Why? See, that's what we should be asking ourselves. Instead of spending all our energy trying to join forces with alternative, calling all the traditional guys quacks, and the traditional guys calling all the alternative guys quacks, we ought to be asking ourselves, why do things work when they work? Well, if you did that, then you'd look at it the way I do. I, if asked for counsel, advise people to do anything, anything. If you need chemo, you need chemo. If you need radiation, you need radiation. If you need surgery, you need surgery. If you need digestive enzymes, you need digestive enzymes. If you need the Rife machine, you need the Rife machine. What we should be spending our energy doing is getting educated so we can learn how to discern our way in the cancer maze. You know, see, if we did that, well, then we'd be looking at a whole different statistical set of outcomes. But this requires education, thus the show. Now, the public, of course, is either online at the slaughterhouse at Kaiser Permanente or listening to some holistic mystic pretend that he or she have helped or cured what they never helped or cured. Now, that's the reality against which, if we took a clear look at it, well, we could elevate both aspects. Case in point, most of the chemotherapy and radiation you're doing is overdone. In Germany, they say, it's not cancer that kills you. It's liver failure or renal failure. And where does liver and renal failure come from? The amount of chemo cocktails you're doing. Oh, that horrid chemo, you say. No, not that horrid chemo. Understand what chemotherapy is and why it's given to you. Understand how to utilize the upside, how to mitigate the downside, and perhaps then you can use traditional oncology in a way to help you. Perhaps then you can tell your oncologist where he's over the top. Specifically, they use too much. I'll give you an example. In the Hallwein Clinic in Germany, and again, what you're going to have to do today, you're going to have to constantly refresh your pictures. In other words, we got delayed today because of tech problems, and so all the pictures aren't up. Right now, you're looking at picture number 30 from picture number 1. I've got 30 pictures up. We have another 20 pictures coming. So I'm going to make references to pictures you might not see if you don't refresh your computer. That's F5 for many of you, or however you refresh your site. And you'll get the full 50 up as soon as they get up, which should be within the next 10, 15 minutes. At the Hallwein Clinic, which I have pictures of, but they're not up yet, in Germany, I've made reference to this before, one of the things I've seen them do, so I'm not talking because I read it in a book, I'm talking because I get on the phone with Kopic, or Vogel, or Jacobs, or their secretaries, or I have clients of mine that I counsel to Germany to go there to get themselves helped, preferentially cured. The real stuff. Not quoting textbooks or imagining things that you read about from somebody else's story. You know, the real life experience stuff, the nitty-gritty that costs you hair. Point being, in Germany, I've seen them use much less chemo. Now, Patrick Quinlan, whose book you'll be looking at shortly, Beating Cancer with Nutrition. Patrick Quinlan, he's a registered dietitian. He works in the mainstream medical model. And he's one of those guys like me that would combine approaches. That doesn't going to get hung up over the differences between the two. Do one, not the other. No hang up about it. Do both. Learn to dispense with therapy intelligently. What he makes the claim, what I've seen happen in Germany, is if you get healthy, if you stay healthy, if you put some time, some money, and energy into getting your body healthy under supervised care, the oncologists can reduce the amount of chemo. Yeah, that's right. That's where the oncologists in America are over the top, because they don't believe in any of this alternative mumbo jumbo. So what they do is they poison you more than you need to be poisoned. Of course, for those of you new to the show, you may not know that the concept of chemo is that a cancer cell is much more metabolic than a regular normal cell. So it's going to eat more of everything. So if you feed the body a poison, the cancer cell uptakes it at many, many times the normal rate. So you're in a cost-benefit situation when you do chemo. Again, chemo's not localized. Chemo goes into your system, and the concept is, we're going to kill your cells, but we're going to kill more cancer cells than your cells. And on that basis, we're going to mitigate the effect of the growing metastasis or the growing tumor. Guess what? Chemotherapy works. Do not let somebody say chemotherapy does not work. That's an ignorant statement. What chemotherapy doesn't do is cure your cancer. Now, oncologists know this, but you see, that's not what you're going to be told. You, unfortunately, because of the medical system, and not because of the lack of diligence on the part of oncology, and not because they're bad people, but because the system is not perfect, you're not going to be told the reality that in many of these cancers, the chemotherapy is simply postponing your death. The cancer is going to come back. They expect it to come back. They don't bat an eyelid when it does come back, and therefore, since they're giving it to you, and since they don't see any viable alternative, they just do it. And in your mind, it's gone, because they tell you it's gone. What they don't tell you is it's coming back statistically very, very often. So they give you the chemo again when it comes back, and then they give you again when it comes back. And eventually, the toxicity of the drug overpowers the ability of your kidney and your liver to resist the oxidative stress that the poison puts on your cells. Now, I know those of you who have listened to my show before, and that's about 70% of you, you understand what I just said. Those of you who don't, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. You have to get to my website, straighttalk.cc. You have to listen to this show by looking at the pictures. If you don't, you still mystify me, because I don't know how you do it. I certainly couldn't understand my show without looking at the pictures. If you can, well, bravo to you. But as soon as you can, get the computer so you can join the 21st century and get on the site to look at the pictures. Please do that. If you're driving, of course, don't do that. So, what's wrong with chemo? Nothing, except it's not going to cure the cancer. It's going to shrink the tumors. It's going to kill the cancer, except that the cancer is going to come back. So it's not going to cure the cancer. It's going to kill the cancer temporarily. And by the time in the cost-benefit war you've run out of luck, your kidney and liver are dead. So the Germans say you don't die of cancer, you die of liver failure and renal failure as side effects from the drugs. So you buy time with these things. You buy time. If you have some massive tumor in your rectum preventing you from going to the bathroom or giving you nonstop diarrhea, if you've got some massive tumor in your brain crushing your optic nerve and you're about to go blind, unless somebody in the holistic community is going to say, do this and it's a done deal, 100% guaranteed. And no one will say that to you. No one will say that to you. No one in their right mind will say that to you. Unless someone can say that to you, you have to think very seriously then about shrinking that tumor.